We're bringing you now to the gymnasium in Ketchikan with Cindy O'Daniel and Becky Jensen calling the ball game.
Okay, welcome back. Most of the quarter has gone by. We've got 46 seconds left. No scoring has occurred. There's been a lot of passing around, a few turnovers. The score is still 9-5, 38 seconds left. Cake's got a fast break. They're going to put it up for a layup. It hits the bottom of the backboard. Dominique with the rebound. He's going to take it all the way down the court. He finds Donovan, but he doesn't quite have good position. He puts it up, and he's fouled from behind by number 32, Greg Benham. 28 seconds left. Skagway 9, Cake with 5. Donovan Henson's going to go to the line for 2. He gets the ball for free throw number 1. He puts that up off the back of the rim. No good. I think he might be distracted by his bright green shoes. Okay, free throw number 2 coming up. He's got the ball, taking his time. He puts it up, and that one's off the side of the rim and out, but Zach Wassman gets the rebound, kicks it back out to Donovan. He moves into the hoop, and he puts it up, but it's no good. Donovan's looking for a foul call there. There was a little bit of pushing between him and Baldomero, and I think they were just trying to get position in there. Cake inbounded the ball at the baseline, and they get it past half court. Ethan's there, doesn't play a whole lot of defense, and Baldomero puts it up and in for 2, so the score is now 9-7. Skagway with a 2-point lead, 7 seconds left. Dominique with the ball over to Zach. He's at the top of the key. He's puts it in for a deep 3, but it's no good off the front of the rim, just a little bit short. So that ends the first quarter. Skagway with 9, Cake with 7. Pretty close ball game here. Cake's got 2 fouls, Skagway has 2 team fouls, Cake with 3. So nobody's really in foul trouble here.
Donovan with 1 and Ethan with 1.
Very good. And scoring so far?
Donovan has 2, Ethan Goble has 5, and Trevor has 2.
So pretty good defense by both teams here. Not a very high-scoring ball game so far. There were definitely some first-quarter jitters there, but I think we look pretty good. We've got some good energy. The Skagway boys have struggled in the region tournament the last few years, but they've been having a really positive season this year. They seem to have really good team chemistry, and they're hoping for better results at this year's tournament, and I think they can do it. They really look good this year, pretty cohesive. So both teams take the floor. It's going to be Skagway's ball. They're going to inbound on the sideline, right about half court. Well, scratch that. It's Cake ball at half court. Skagway's got their defense set up. Greg Benham is going to be inbounding. He gets it to Skylar Copsey. He's going to go to the top of the key, guarded by Trevor. Over to number 22. Back to Copsey. Over to Greg Benham. He's going to shoot a 3, and that's an air ball, but it's rebounded by number 22 from Cake, and he gets it to Greg Benham. And stolen by Zach. Zach's going to just go all the way down the court to the other end. He puts it in, just pulled up for a little jumper, and that was no good. Rebounded by Cake. Dominique putting a little pressure on in the backcourt, and then now Zach back over to Benham. He's guarded by Dominique, and they're called for 5 seconds in the backcourt? 10 seconds?
10 seconds.
Whatever that is. Thanks, Becky.
Skagway has the ball.
Clown Town coming to you from Ketchikan, Alaska. Donovan's going to inbound at the sideline. He finds Ethan. He tries to dribble through 2 Cake players, and he does. He puts it up for 2, but it's just short. And he tries to get his own rebound. He knocks it out. So Cake's going to inbound at the baseline under Skagway's basket. Inbounded to Skylar Copsey, and he finds Greg Benham, who's down at the other end of the floor all alone, but he can't get the layup to go. Donovan gets there for the rebound. He's going to go close to close. He puts it up. No good on the layup. We've missed a number of layups today. Skyler Copsey dribbles down the court. He puts one up for two, and that's no good. Trevor Cox comes up with the rebound. He doesn't have numbers, but he's going to push it to the basket anyway. He puts it up. It hits the side of the backboard, and it's rebounded by Skyler Copsey. Cake is looking for him to push the ball, but he's waiting for his offense to get down there. He passes over to Aceveda, over to number 30, Jackson, over to 22, to Copsey, to Aceveda. He tried to make a move to the basket, but he sort of lost his footing. They get it out to Benham in the corner. He puts it up for three, and that's good. So the score is now Skagway 9, Cake 10, 6 minutes, 30 seconds left in the second quarter. Zach Wassman gets it over to Ethan. He dribbles down. He's just outside the three-point line looking for somebody. He gets it to Trevor, but Trevor had to throw it back haphazardly because it was about to go back over the half-court line, and Cake gets that recovery. Number 22 puts up a three-pointer, and that's no good off the front of the rim. It's rebounded by Ethan. He's going to take the ball down. He doesn't have numbers. But Cake fouls him. The foul's on number 12, Skyler Copsey. We're not in the bonus yet, so that's just on the ground. Donovan Henson's going to inbound on the sideline over by the Cake bench.
We got Tristan in the game now for Dominique.
Getting some size in there. The inbound to Zach. He gets it over to Ethan, who gets it up to Trevor. He's at the top of the key. They're going to wait for that offense to get set up. It gets it to Donovan at the high post. He makes a move in. He takes a little shot, but then it's blocked by Cake, and then Donovan tries to recover it, and he tips it right to Cake. Baldomero Aceveda takes it all the way down the court, and then he's fouled by Zach. Or not Zach, but Trevor.
Trevor's first.
Coach Fielding is looking for a timeout there, but I think he has to wait. No, he gets that timeout. Skagway just needs a minute to settle down.
Regroup themselves.
Yeah, they're not quite executing that offense like they should be. I think if they just maybe made a couple more passes, tried to get somebody open. They've got Tristan in the ball game. He's providing some size. He's clearly the tallest one on the court right now, so we should be able to rebound. I'll rebound Cake significantly with him in the game. So, the score, Skagway 9, Cake with 10.
Cake has 14,000, and Skagway has 3.
5 minutes, 39 seconds left in the half. And Baldomero Aceveda is going to go to the line for two for Cake. And he gets the ball for free throw number one. Puts that one up, and it's good. And he gets the ball for free throw number two. Puts that one up, and it's good, too. So the score is now Skagway 9, Cake with 12, 5 minutes, 39 seconds left in the half. Donovan Henson gets it over to Zach, back to Donovan. Donovan gets it across half court, almost loses the handle. He's tightly guarded by number 30, gets it over to Ethan, who dribbles down. He's really tightly guarded as well, looking for somebody open. He finds Zach, who gets Ethan in the corner. He makes a little ball fake, and he goes up for a two-pointer, but that's blocked by Skyler Copsey. Tristan almost with the rebound, but it's knocked out of bounds by Cake. So it's going to be Skagway ball under the Skagway basket at the baseline. Donovan to inbound. Finds Trevor. He puts up three, no good off the back of the rim. Rebounded by Cake. And then it's knocked out of bounds by Ethan. So Cake's going to inbound on the sideline in the backcourt. It's going to be inbounded by Moore to Copsey. Three-quarter court pressure by Skagway. They find number 30. He makes a move to the basket, and then he kicks it out to number 32, over to Moore, to Copsey, to Aceveda. Jackson puts up a shot, but that's no good. And Cake tries to recover, and he tries to save the ball. He throws it back in, and Tristan wasn't quite ready, so it went out of bounds off Tristan's foot. So Cake's going to inbound under their own basket. Moore to inbound. Finds number 20 under the basket. And Donovan with a nice defense there. He bats the ball away and ends up with the ball. So So Donovan's dribbling down the court. He gets it past half court. And then it's taken away by Cake. So Cake's dribbling up the back court, across half court. Skagway's back on defense, so they're going to set up their offense. Gets it to number 30, over to Aceveda. Up at the top of the key, looking for somebody. Here comes Copsey. He's got the ball at the top of the key. Gets it to the high post. Zach there with the defense. They kick it out to Aceveda beyond the three-point line. He puts it up and in. That's a three-pointer for Aceveda. So the score is now 9-15. Cake with the lead. 4 minutes left in the half. Zach Wassman's going to take it all the way down the court. Tries to make a move to the basket, and he's fouled by Moore. The foul was on the ground. Dominique's going to go back in for Tristan. Looks like they're going for speed here instead of size. So Donovan's going to inbound after that foul. They're underneath their own basket on the baseline. Donovan with the ball, looking for somebody open. He finds Ethan almost. It's taken away by Skylar Copsey, but Dominique gets down there quickly for some really good defense. Copsey puts the ball up for two, and it's no good. And the ball gets batted around and is off of Cake for the last touch. So Donovan's going to inbound on the sideline by Cake's basket. Tight pressure by Cake. He finds Ethan across the court. He's going to dribble across half court. Not sure where he's going to go. Kicks it out to Dominique beyond the three-point line. He gets it up to Donovan at the top of the key. Now to Zach, over to Tristan, who's going to make a move. Now he's going to take it back up. Gets it out to Dominique. Cake tried to bat that ball away. Dominique was going to pass to Donovan. And instead of just getting the ball, he fouls Donovan.
That's Charles Jackson's second foul.
So Donovan's going to inbound at half court. Looking for somebody open. He finds Trevor, who's got a wide open lane to the basket, but one of the Cake players comes from behind and bats the ball out of bounds. So it was off Cake. It's going to be Skagway ball under the Skagway basket. Cake was six fouls, so if they commit another foul, we're in a bonus situation. He finds Dominique behind the three-point line. He puts it up for three, but that's off the back of the rim, rebounded by Cake. Cake's being double-teamed by Donovan and Dominique, and they get it to Jackson. He gets it across half court, over to Benham, Aceveda, little ball fake. Tries to make a move to the basket, but Zach is there with some good defense. They find Jackson under the basket. He puts it up, no good. Ethan with the rebound, and then he's fouled by Moore, a little over-the-back call. So that should be 1-1. I got that one right.
Yep.
So Ethan's going to go to the line for a 1-1. Hopefully he can make the front end, give himself a chance for two. Ethan gets the ball for the first free throw. He puts it up off the back of the rim. No good. Donovan with the rebound. He's going to take it back out. He's guarded by three or four Cake players, and they knock it out of bounds. 3 minutes left in the half. Skagway with 9, Cake with 15. Donovan's going to inbound, looking for somebody open. He gets Ethan, who's at the top of the key, guarded by Copsey, who is fouled by Copsey. The Cake's starting to do a lot of reaching.
Skagway has not scored in this second quarter. We need a basket.
Indeed. So Ethan's going to go to the line for a 1-1. He puts the ball up off the back of the rim again. Donovan Henson almost with the rebound. His timing was just a little off. He was early, so Cake gets the ball and then commits a carry violation. So that's a turnover for Cake. Skagway's going to get the ball at half court and on the sideline. Donovan's going to inbound. Looking for somebody open. Ethan's wide open. He finds Ethan. He's going to make a move to the basket. He pulls up and puts the ball in. A So Ethan scored. Kate got the ball down to the basket, and they tried to go up for the layup, and it was no good. Skagway with the rebound. They get the ball down the court, and there's a foul committed.
That's on Skylar Copsey, his third
foul. Okay. And Donovan was the one who was fouled, so he's going to go to the line. I'm not sure if it's two. I don't know if he was shooting or if it was on the ground. So I guess we'll find out here. He's got the ball for free throw number one. Off the back of the rim, no good. It was a one-and-one indeed. So Cake's got the rebound. They're going to push the ball up the court. Trevor's down there, the only one on defense. Aceveda goes up for layup. Nobody can make a layup today. Trevor
got the rebound,
then passed it to Cake. Now Dominic got a steal. He gets it over to Zach, who's trying to get the ball through the backcourt. He gets through half court, tries to get Donovan down low, kicks it back out to Zach, who couldn't quite find the handle, but he ends up getting it to Dominique, and he is getting hammered by the Cake player. And then I'm not sure how this is, but Cake ended up with the ball, and the referee just called an over and back. So
yeah.
I'm not sure how that works out.
I'm not sure what happened there.
And they get the ball to Aceveda beyond the three-point line. He puts one up for three, and it's no good. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Cake.
We have 2 minutes left in the second quarter here. Skagway 11, Cake 15.
Ethan with the ball. He gets it across half court. He's going to make a little move to the basket. Gets it over to Trevor, who's open. He puts up a little 10-foot jumper. No good. And then he gets his own rebound and puts it up and in for two. The score is now 14-13, 15, 1 minute 45 seconds left in the half. Cake trying to get it through half court. They get it to Jackson. Over to Benham. He's beyond the three-point line. He puts one up for three. No good. Zach with the rebound, and he's fouled by Moore. Moore just didn't have position. And Zach gets the over and back call. So that's going to be two. We should be in the double bonus now.
And that's Sterling Moore's third personal foul.
So Cake's getting themselves into a little bit of foul trouble here. So Zach at the line. Gets the ball for free throw number one. He puts that one up and in. So 14-15. Cake with a one-point lead. Zach's getting an opportunity to tie the ball game up right here. 1 minute, 30 seconds left in the half. The ball goes up, and that one's good, too. Tie ball game, 15-15. 1 minute, 35 seconds left in the half. Skagway with their three-quarter court pressure. They get it to Benham. He's now across half court over to Jackson. He's got a wide open lane to the basket. He passes out to Aceveda, who puts it up, but it's no good. He's fouled on the shot by Ethan.
That's Ethan's second personal foul.
So Valdemaro Aceveda is going to the line for two. Free throw number one. It bounces in and out. Valdemaro putting up free throw number two. And that one also in and out, rebounded by Donovan Henson. He's going to push the ball at the floor. Then he decides to pull up, waits for his team to get back down on offense. Over to Trevor Cox, who's at the top of the key, setting up. He's calling a play, gets Ethan at the beyond the three-point line, and he tries to get it to Dominique, but that pass was not anywhere near him, so it goes out of bounds. Cake's going to inbound at the baseline. Skagway with their three-quarter court pressure. Copsey with the ball. He gets it over to Valdemaro Aceveda. He's going to make a move to the basket. He puts it up off the side of the backboard. Zach with the rebound. He gets it to Donovan, who wasn't quite ready. He tries to get Dominique, and our passing is just not really all that good right now. We're not finding players where they are. So that ball went out of bounds. Cake to inbound in the backcourt, and they find Aceveda all alone. He can't make a layup either.
But he gets his own rebound.
He does. So Cake's going to set the offense up at the top of the key.
We have 40 seconds left here in the second quarter.
Benham over to 22 to Jackson. He finds Skylar Copsey at the free throw line. He puts it up and in for two. 30 seconds left. Skagway with 15. Cake with 17 now. Zach passes to Ethan across the half-court line. He's going to make a move, but there's so many Cake players down there. He kicks it back out, which is a good decision. He gets it to Trevor at the top of the key. They're setting up the offense to Dominique. Finds Ethan right at the three-point line. He puts one up, no good. Zach with the rebound. Tries to go in, but he's guarded heavily. He kicks it out to Trevor, who makes a move to the basket.
Oh, there's a foul.
And there's a foul on Baldomero Aceveda. Skagway's in. Oh, go.
Oops, that's his second foul.
So Skagway's in double bonus, so Trevor's going to go to the line for two.
With 3.7 seconds left on the clock.
Here's a chance to tie up the game. First one's good. Trevor gets the ball for free throw number two. And that one's up and off the side of the rim. So no good, but Ethan with the rebound, he thinks there's a lot less time left on the clock than there really is, and he just heaves the ball up towards the basket, and it's not really very close, hits the top of the backboard. So Cake, with 0.1 seconds left, is going to inbound at the baseline. I don't think they can get a shot off, but, well, maybe they can. Oh, Zach... They tried a baseball pass all the way down to the other end of the court, and Cake almost got it, but Zach snuck in there and got the pass. So that's the end of the first half. Skagway 16, Cake 17. Cake's getting themselves into some foul trouble. Becky, what do we got?
We got Sterling Moore with three, Skylar Copsey with three, Baldomero Aceveda with two, Charles Jackson with two, and Greg Benham for one. Skagway's looking pretty good. Ethan's the only one that has two personal fouls. Trevor has one, and Donovan has one.